Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind getting a little freaky today if I record two shows in one day. Would that be okay with you? Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the show. I figured, you know what? If I can record one show today, I can record two shows today. And just getting back on that theme of how difficult it is. It's real. It's just real talk. I think the worst people are the ones who try to propagate this theory that is push button marketing and instant millionaire and all of that stuff. You know, here's the wild thing about being a human being is that we know when our BS detector goes off. We know that. But yet for some reason, we're still drawn into the painless, the easy way, doesn't involve as much work. And look, there's some things that really don't involve a lot of work. Like, the online business world has evolved so rapidly just in the past 5 years that you really can get up and running. I mean, in record speed. I mean, records being defined as 3 to 6 months. I mean, can you even imagine a time in, you know, 20 years ago even, in the 90s, when you could get going right away in something and earn tens and thousands of dollars in just 1 month? But you don't just land in that space. There needs to be, as we talked about on the previous podcast, are you a temporarian? Do you like that word? Are you a temporarian? It's people that going at it just with this microwave, you know, thought process that they're going to have. Now, here's the catch 22, is that you need to acquire the knowledge, but, you know, acquiring that knowledge, there is a cost to that. So you have to have something going on in the background. Either you have a job or you got some side income. It keeps the bills paid. It's like playing, I'll equate everything back to gambling because that's how shallow I am. You're playing blackjack and you're just treading water, exchanging $5 with a dealer, $10, $20, whatever it is you're betting. And then boom, you get on a hot streak. Boom, you're pressing more. Next thing you know, you're up $500. But you were just treading water for an hour, 2 hours before you won that $500. And, you know, you maybe even lost $100 or $200 and then you made it all back. But you were steady. You didn't go crazy. You didn't bet on emotion. You didn't try to chase your money down. You just waited till the tables turned and you started pressing your bet, for example. That's what it means to be an entrepreneur, is pressing your bet. When you're in the zone as an entrepreneur, you're feeling good. You're creating great content. You're delivering amazing value. You're making a couple bucks on the side, or even not. I equate anything to money. It doesn't matter, but most people relate success to money, so I'll use that. But when you're in the zone as an entrepreneur, you don't stop. It's like when you're a sales rep and you never get off the phone when you're selling because you're in the flow. You're in the zone. You don't get off the phone. When you're selling, when I was a sales rep and when I trained sales reps, it was always stay on the phone until, you know, you get a no. Stay on the phone until you stop selling. I mean, I don't care if you're working overtime. Nobody's paying you to work overtime because you're paying yourself. Same thing. When you're in the flow, that's why I'm doing the second podcast today. I'm in the flow, man. Got the message that I want to get out to you. And quite honestly, the past, as I talked about earlier in the previous show, the last 6 weeks have been difficult. I didn't mention, you know, personally, let me just open up to you, you know, because this is why the show is the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes and we get millions of downloads, is because the message, it's pretty real. I'm not perfect. Let me tell you something right now. If you want a perfect personal development individual who's going to, you know, fluff you up and let you know that, you know, look, your best days are ahead of you. I swear to God, I believe that. With my heart of hearts, I believe your best days are ahead of you. But I also believe there's challenges involved. And the reason why this show is pretty successful is because I just keep it real. You know, the last 2 months, been very difficult. My daughter, who's on a ventilator at night, hasn't been sleeping. And when I mean she hasn't been sleeping, she flips and flops. If you can imagine when a fish comes up to shore and it's out of the water, it's just flapping around. That's what my daughter's doing. But the problem is she's hooked up to a ventilator while she's doing that. And she needs to be suctioned because she has a tracheostomy tube, which is how she breathes. And so my wife and I are always alternating up and down and getting up out of bed. Our daughter sleeps in our room. She's in a crib. And we have to use this suction machine that sounds like a flipping jackhammer. It's like, and it sucks the secretions out of the trach tube. And then when my daughter has those removed, she can go back to sleep. But, you know, it was like every 20 minutes, you know, over the past 6 weeks. So you add to that this whole learning curve that I'm on with this super affiliate marketing system that I'm really embracing and diving into. It's a lot, man. I just want to keep it real. It is a lot. But I know, see, I've got experience. I got a lot of failure under my belt, which is far more valuable than any success is. I've got a lot of failure under my belt, and I know the warning signs of quitting. You know, I know when the enemy starts to speak to me in my mind, whispering, who do you think you are, man? This is tough. I feel like take the easy way out. You know, at the worst, like, yeah, get a refund for this course or that coaching or something like that. This is tough. No. I know the warning sign. Hey, why don't you just go back to doing what you're doing, man? It's comfortable. Comfortable kills. I already know that. I don't want to be comfortable. I always want to be uncomfortable because that's where a lot of the creativity comes from. Yes, I want my family to be comfortable, but my family is going to be comfortable as a result of me getting uncomfortable. Your family is going to be very comfortable in direct proportion to how uncomfortable you choose to make yourself when you're learning to become an entrepreneur and monetize whatever it is your passion is and what keeps you up at night. But your family is going to be very uncomfortable if you just settle down. It's like that old bed in college, you know, we had where kind of the springs are popping out here and there, but damn, that thing was comfortable. You know, it almost like folded up when you laid into it, you know, it was that comfortable. And you knew where those springs were, so you knew not to quite lay in that spot. But oh, wow, was it easy to get into, right? And very difficult to get out of, because when you've taken that power nap and then you try to get out of that bed that's got springs popping out of it and, you know, some of the, maybe the stuffing's coming out of it. We've all had that bed in college or whenever it was you went out and lived on your own. And because none of us were born with a silver spoon in our mouth. Some of you might be in that bed right now, but then it's very difficult to get out of. What's that remind you of? Think bad habit? Possibly? No. Aren't bad habits easy to get into, but very difficult to get out of? Don't they remind you of that old bed? You know, oh, this is comfortable. I don't like going to the gym. I don't feel good today. I don't want to have to create content. I don't feel like it today. And then you do that one day, and one day turns into 2 days, and 2 days turns into a week, and the next thing you know, you've been going a whole month, and you got nothing going on, and you just lost an entire month of momentum versus embracing the process and understanding you're going to be growing and things are going to be hurting, but you're going to be helping yourself by getting uncomfortable, all right? And you're going to be helping your family a hell of a lot. And look at the message you're sending your children and your spouse and your family members, everybody watching, that this is how it's done. This is how you realize success. So that's my challenge to you today, is to continue to embrace whatever it is that's making you uncomfortable, because in direct relation to that is how comfortable you're making your future and your family. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.